650. We're joined in the booth right now by Jared Young, a South Bend Cub infielder out of Old Dominion. Just came off the disabled list at the start of the road trip. And in 14 games, hitting .315 with a .383 on-base percentage. He's got three home runs, and he's tied for the team lead with 11 runs batted in. Jared, good to see you. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me on here.
Greatly appreciate your time. So how would you describe the jump from the Northwest League to the Midwest? Like, let's just look at it from an offensive standpoint. Is there a big adjustment?
No, honestly, not as big an adjustment as some people have said. I think everything that you work on before the game and all throughout spring training, that'll be what really shows on the field.
Jared, it seems like with a lot of baseball guys, they're like the most resilient, persistent athletes that I know, because I'm looking at your background. You're from Canada. You go to North Dakota to play Division II ball. Then you go to a community college in Oklahoma. Then it's Old Dominion in Norfolk. And then all of a sudden you're an All-American and you get drafted. What kind of gets you through the bends where it's, you know, maybe not looking like there's a light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, oh, it's just how I drew it up, honestly. No, it was definitely a little bit of a journey. And I think just believing in yourself, and every time I went out there and every year, it was kind of like, all right, this is a stepping stone. Let's treat it as something to get to the next level, and it really worked out in the end for me.
What's interesting with Eric's question, the route you took is almost like a hockey player route, like a junior.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of go all over the place. We have someone in South Bend that played at Mary, and he went up by the North Pole to play to keep his career going. Now he got signed by the Toronto Marlies. So you do what you can do in order to get to where you want to go. But since we brought up hockey, I know I mentioned this to you around the batting cage, but talk about your hockey career. How serious were you before you decided to give it up?
Yeah, it was definitely my number one sport. Being from Prince George, quite a big hockey town, and
yeah,
not a lot of baseball up there. So I was all in with hockey for quite a while. And then, obviously, like everything in life, different things come up, and it ended up being baseball for me, and I'm pretty happy I chose that.
And a goaltender, right?
I was, yeah.
All right.
How did you fall in love with baseball, and how did... I may be butchering the name, Minot State, how did they find you?
So I fell in love with the game pretty early. My dad played baseball in British Columbia growing up, and then I moved to kind of closer to the border, a few hours from home, in high school to play, because there's no high school baseball really where I was from, and then just, I guess, word of mouth and traveling around a little bit, and I found myself a D2.
South Bend Cub infielder Jared Young, our guest on WSBT Radio. Eric Hansen, Darren Pritchard with you. How important was it for your career in baseball to continue to move forward by leaving Canada for the United States?
It was absolutely, had to be done. Everyone says it pretty early, like, if you can play baseball in the U.S., you have to take the opportunity, because that's what's going to lead you to where you want to go. And for everybody here, it's the big leagues, and it was the first step of many.
Was it tough leaving family? Was that the hardest part?
Yeah, I think so. After the first year, you kind of start settling into it, and you get used to it. But, it definitely wasn't easy.
Okay, so you're an All-American second baseman at Old Dominion. And then I look at the lineup, and you're playing first base, and I know Tom Noy wrote about that. What in the world? I mean, are you a first baseman now for the foreseeable future?
I'm not too sure. I played second base, a little bit of shortstop in college and most of my life. And then here they said in spring training, hey, we're going to work you at first base. What do you feel about that? And like I said, I'm open to anything, and I'm loving it over at first right now. I'm getting comfortable and enjoying it.
We had some really, really brutal weather to start the year. It almost feels kind of weird last week in having 84 degrees at first pitch on Saturday and Sunday. But the first few weeks, you guys played in some really, really tough conditions. So I got to assume, with the numbers you put up early, were you kind of accustomed to it being from British Columbia?
Hey, that's what everybody was saying, and I'll take it. Yeah. Let's say it was from... It's because I'm Canadian. The cold weather treats
me good.
You're
tougher than everybody else.
Well, I wouldn't say
hockey
that.
Player.
But where you're at, the Gulf Stream's a little bit different. I mean, you guys get Seattle's weather, don't you?
No, I'm a little bit more north than that.
Okay.
I wish
my geography's bad. I only know Chase Claypool. I don't know if you know him for Notre Dame football. He's from British Columbia.
Yeah, wide receiver for the Fighting Irish football team. So in terms of hockey, who did you pull up rooting for? Do you still root for that team?
Vancouver Canucks, yeah. I'm... I'm born into it. They're not doing too hot right now. Yeah, my dad's a huge Canucks fan, but I'll stick with him. I'm a true fan, I'd like to say.
How much do you keep your eye on the big club, the Chicago Cubs, and also on AA, you know, who's ahead of you at your positions and that kind of stuff?
I wouldn't say you really keep an eye on them too much. You watch it, like we watch the big club play every time we can, just because it's the best baseball there is, and we got it on in the locker room every day. And then I got some friends and whatnot throughout the organization, but we got a pretty busy schedule ourselves too. So,
well, take us. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh no, that's
my apologies. I jumped over
there. Darren was trying to interrupt your busy schedule.
Yeah, that's right. I know he's busy, so I'm trying to keep this moving along. No, I apologize, Jared. Take us back to draft day last summer. 15th round, the Chicago Cubs selected you. So a couple of questions regarding the draft. Number one, did you have a feel that the Cubs might take you? Was there a lot of contact? And once your name popped up, do you remember what went through your mind?
Not a whole lot of contact, actually. I didn't know it was going to be the Cubs. I wasn't sure who I was going to go to. And I was really, really excited when I saw that it was Chicago and what an organization to get into. And then what went through my mind, obviously, I was just pumped. I had a good friend of mine there. He was hanging out. He ended up getting drafted earlier in the day. So we were kind of watching it together. It was awesome.
What was Dad's reaction?
Yeah, first phone call after. he was on me pretty quick because I was in Virginia when it happened. And then he was on the phone right away.
Awesome.
I take it there was no thought at all about going back to Old Dominion for your senior year then?
I know the coaches and some of the team wanted me back, but not a chance. Yeah. I was all in.
Well, how would you describe the South Bend Cubs team you're a part of? I would assume you've been around most of these guys for a little while now playing in Eugene.
Yeah,
good group?
Yeah, great group. That's one thing we got going. We're a lot of friends. It's a really good locker room to be a part of. And everything about the team, we're going to be pretty comfy for the next 140 games, and that's a big thing in this.
So let me ask you about Austin Falaire for a second, who hits behind you in the lineup. Third baseman, went to MIT, and I read something about him that one of his jobs, or I should say one of his courses, he had a project in which he had to analytically put together the best Boston Red Sox lineup for a year, which you probably have been around him. He's probably, yeah, you know, can do those type of things, and maybe he's going to be a GM someday. Does he look at baseball any different since he's into that analytics stuff coming from MIT, or is he just a regular ball player?
Honestly, he's just a regular ball player, and his work ethic is probably what makes it. He's a genius. He really is. He's super smart. He's one of my best friends, and it's just his work ethic, though. Like, anything that goes in, anything he does, he's going to do 100%, and it's pretty incredible, honestly. But and I mean, everything he does, he's going 100%, so that's the main thing. But if there's anybody to make a good Red Sox lineup, I'm sure he could do it.
Well, it's funny, on one of the road trips, we watched the movie 21, which was about MIT students that were counting cards and made a lot of money and stuff, and I don't know if he got any ideas, but yeah, I think he should probably stick with baseball. But it's amazing going through a course like that and trying to figure out the best Red Sox lineup. I would enjoy doing that. I need to talk to him about that. We'll put that on the list.
Besides getting more comfort zone at first base and working on footwork and stuff like that, what do you feel like needs to be your area of emphasis in terms of getting better? I mean, things are rolling for you, but you're always trying to look for ways to get better.
Yeah, you always gotta keep improving in this game, and definitely just getting myself comfortable in more positions, if it's first base or outfield even too. I've been taking some practice in the outfield, and then staying more consistent at the plate. Keeping the highs going and not getting too low and really riding it out.
South Bend Cubs infielder Jared Young, our guest here on WSBT Radio. I know I was talking to manager Jimmy Gonzalez, and he said there's five or six roving instructors from the Chicago Cubs in town this week, and at least for today. Does your routine change at all when so many of these coordinators are coming in? And for people that don't know, there might be a base running coordinator or a catching coordinator, or I would assume an infield coordinator comes in. Does it change when those guys come to town, your build up to the game?
No, not really. They kind of go through everything with you. So you do your normal pregame routine, and they'll be there every step of the way, giving you pointers or helping you with whatever you need. But it's really nice when they're in town because you can bounce a lot of ideas off them.
Have your parents seen you play baseball since you've been in the United States? I mean, do they get?
So they get down every once in a while, yeah. They came. Old Dominion was the first time. So last year at college was the first time they both got down. They were able to come down. And then in Eugene, actually, they came and saw a couple games in Eugene for a week. So that was really nice.
All right, so my final question, since I'm a hockey play-by-play guy, I got to go back to hockey with you because I don't have many hockey conversations around here. It's getting better, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric loves the throwing of the gloves and sticks. That's his favorite part. So I'm trying to make him a hockey fan.
There it is.
I mean, we got Blackhawks and Bruins coming up at Notre Dame Stadium January 1st. So we're very excited about that. But handicap the rest of the playoffs. My Bruins just got knocked out by the Lightning. So who do you think will be the team that wins the Stanley Cup?
I'm rolling with Vegas.
Really?
I want to see the Golden Knights win. Yeah, they're an expansion team. I think that'd be incredible.
It would be pretty remarkable. A bunch of misfits brought together.
Yeah, the Vegas Golden Misfits. Nothing better than that. I love it.
Yeah. My normal job is covering college football and Notre Dame in particular, so I'm going to ask you this. There's a guy on the other team, Torrey Hunter Jr. Before today, did you know who he was?
No, Torrey Hunter Jr. is on that. I'm guessing that's Torrey Hunter's son.
It is.
All right. I didn't know he was on this team, but I'm excited to play against him.
He played college football at Notre Dame here and almost went the football route and then ended up playing baseball. So he's got some catching up to do.
Yeah, so make sure the throws don't come near you at first base with Torrey coming down the line.
Yeah,
he likes that contact.
I was going to say, yeah.
You had one of those in Peoria.
I did. I got to get better at that.
All right.
But that's... That's awesome to be playing against him.
Very good. He's Jared Young. He'll wear number 16 for the South Bend Cubs tonight. He'll play first base, and he is batting second for the South Bend Cubs. And, Jared, we greatly appreciate your time this evening. Thank you so much, and good luck tonight and the rest of the season.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Jared Young. We'll take a break. Sports Beat continues next on WSBT.